Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand.
Hello.
Today we'll be talking about some of the headlines from across the country, and we're going to start with Boss Red Bull Air.
Ooh.
Now, most of our regular viewers might be aware of this story, but let me give a quick recap. Now, what's been going on is that Boss Red Bull became famous because he's so far successfully avoided justice after he went into hiding because he was involved in a hit-and-run case in Bangkok a decade ago where he basically killed a Tonglo police officer. Now, Prime Minister Prayuchan Osha has ordered the Royal Thai Police on Tuesday to do anything it can to bring the Red Bull scion Vorayut Boss Yuvithaya to justice after he went into hiding following his fatal hidden car case in Bangkok. Now, and he also wants the investigation to be sped up. Now, Mr. Vorayut has been on the run since he was caught on camera, I believe. No, sorry. Mr. Vorayut has been on the run since his Ferrari fatally hit a Tonglo police officer on September the 3rd, 2012. There's a lot of controversy surrounding this story. Police always claim that they cannot find him or they don't know where he is. They don't know about his whereabouts. They can't extradite him. However, there have been certain or multiple times where journalists have tracked down his location. There has also been alleged corruption issues around former attorney general who dropped charges of reckless driving causing death against Boss, contradicting evidence from initial crash reports. And there has also been a full reinvestigation called on by the Prime Minister after all of this happened. Now, the only remaining charge against him is reckless driving causing death, which carries a penalty of up to 10 years in jail and has a 15-year statute of limitations, which will expire in 2027. He had quite a few more charges on him, but they've already ran past the statute of limitations. The Thai government has only 5 years left to bring Boss to justice.
Only five more years. I don't know. I think he might not be able to be found.
I mean, it's been 10 years. What's another 5 years, according to him, right?
Yeah.
I guess. He's been found and noted to be allegedly in Austria.
Hmm.
You know what else is in Austria?
Snow.
Red Bull headquarters.
Right. Okay, right.
That's right. Allegedly, saying. I'm allegedly spotted in Austria.
Hmm.
The Prime Minister's actually come out and verbally showed that let's speed up the process and let's try to find him.
Mm. Well, I hope they do.
I didn't know that he had to come out and say it. I thought they would already be on it.
Mm, yeah. And I can't believe the case has been going on since 2012. That's exactly 10 years. That's a long time.
Yeah. Mm. It was 2023 already. Mm. 5 years and counting. Let's see if they're able to catch him or not. We'll keep you up to date regarding those reports. An update. As New Year arrives and is coming, a screening for drunk driving has been ramped up once again. Now, drunk driving is a fairly constant problem in Thailand, just in general. But like many other places worldwide, they want to prevent this holiday season. And Phuket, for example, they hold an annual road safety campaign known as the 7 Days of Danger.
Mm.
The campaign is held around the New Year holiday from December 29th to January the 4th, and the government announced new strict screening for drivers over the holiday period in an attempt to reduce the number of road deaths.
Mm.
So the Ministry of Interior and the police are under orders to check drivers to make sure they're following all traffic laws and they're not under the influence of alcohol, according to a deputy government spokesperson. Now, the government has vowed to punish anyone caught drunk driving or violating the law. And last year, the dangerous new holiday week brought in about 333 road deaths and 2,672 people were injured in a total of 2,707 traffic accidents. 29.51% of those accidents included drinking and driving.
Mm.
The Court of Justice says that as many as 15,000 people were cited for drunk driving during the last New Year holidays. So you can't really get away with it, especially if you're in Phuket. But hey, be careful in Bangkok as well. Just don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
It's called a grab or a bolt.
Or walk home.
Or just walk home. I don't know about that, but yeah, go out with a friend.
Yeah.
According to The Nation Thailand, Nettie, guess what? The government spokesperson said that anyone caught and cited for drinking and driving will be sent to rehabilitation centers after the New Year holiday.
After. So if they catch them on the 30th, you have to wait a couple of days and then now.
Until you're rehabilitated. They're going to send you to like a camp.
Nice.
Allegedly.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. And the last update we have for you is regarding Chiang Mai. So we went from Bangkok or Thailand in general to Phuket. Now let's go to the north. Let's go to Doi Intanon National Park because they have a new rule.
Yeah. So fearing a string of preventable injuries and deaths, authorities have banned all downhill cycling in the mountainous Doi Intanon National Park. The park, located in the Dom Thong district of Chiang Mai province, is popular for its scenic nature and picturesque mountains. But slippery roads and dangerous driving conditions have the potential for deadly accidents for those riding their bicycles down the sometimes steep hills. So the chief of the park is taking no risk with the lives and safety of cyclists who visit Doi Intanon this winter season. Not only did they ban downhill cycling for fear of slippery roads, but he announced on Friday that any cyclist who intend to ride their bicycle through the park must not do it alone. A support car must follow all riders for the entirety of their cycling trip in order to ensure safety. He warned that anyone who does not follow the safety requirements may face penalties, although the exact punishment was not specified. I see a lot of injuries happening, especially when it's a slope that steep.
Yeah.
And when you're just wearing your cycling gear, and some people want to go really fast. So that means you have to limit, you know, any bulk. So if you have knee pads or shoulder pads, that's out of the picture. All you have is a helmet. So a lot of injury can be done.
There's on the Patong Hill, though, that was recently in the media because of that landslide. So many accidents happen on that one. I can't even imagine. Doi Intanon is one of the largest mountains. I don't know why they'd want to as well.
Like, it's the thrill.
It is the thrill, but a lot. It's a very big tourist destination as well. And there's a lot of big tour buses and cars going up and down. It's not really meant for cycling, is it?
Nah.
But yeah, in Phuket, we actually have something called Bang Wat, which is dedicated for bicycling. For riding their bikes.
Yeah.
I actually get annoyed because what happens is in Bang Wat, it's also people love to go there for jogging and just practice and running. And it's a great time in the evening. So they have a bike lane and like a normal road. And everybody runs at the bike lane as well as the normal road. And I just look at them and I'm like, because it's painted blue, right? So it's clearly a bike lane. I'm like, look, just because you're not on a bike doesn't mean you can just, you know,
stroll
like, as a pedestrian, just walk into the bike lane and not give a shit about the bikers. Like,
oh no.
It's really rude. It is really rude. So I understand that bikers, sometimes they want to get away from normal people, you know, because normal people can be annoying. not that bikers are not normal people, but you get what I mean.
I do.
Yeah, we need to appreciate and love everyone's hobby. So be safe out there, bikers. That's all I'm saying. I see you and I acknowledge you. On that note, sorry, what I was saying is that in Patong Hill, we have a turn called the Death Turn.
Oh.
A lot of bikes slide past it. A lot of tour buses and big lorries get stuck.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it often has traffic jams, like maybe once a week or twice a month or something like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, somebody, some authority needs to do something.
You'd think they'd fix it, right?
Yeah, but they're like, nah, you guys won't learn somehow.
It's not really broken.
Yeah.
It's just the drivers, really.
Some rules, maybe.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we've got two amazing stories to finish off today's show. One is regarding a gold thief and one is regarding a fake death. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
You've been investing, but don't know where to start? Ever heard of AAAFX?
What is AAAFX?
Good question. Look no further than AAAFX, your choice for trading and investing. Low commissions and spread with fast execution. They're trustworthy and have been offering services since 2008. You can invest using various deposit methods, including crypto, with negative balance protection and 100% matching deposit bonus. Choose AAAFX and enter the lucrative market of trading. Visit AAAFX.com.
Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. This show is brought to you by AAAFX. If you'd like to make your first trade today, try AAAFX. Be responsible, as always. Tread the waters before you go in deep. I would like to give a big shout out to Johnson, who is a Tiger member. I had the pleasure of meeting Johnson yesterday. Thank you very much, Johnson, for coming in, saying hello, sharing the love at the Tiger Studio. We appreciate you very much. And thank you for supporting the channel. Marish. Oh, no. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We've got two banger of stories to finish off today's broadcast. First one starting with a gold thief. Nettie, are you ready?
I am ready.
Now, a gold thief begged for his freedom after he was trapped by the store owners in the store. Now, what happened was all that glitters, Nettie, is not always gold. So as an ex-con found out the hard way when he returned to his old way of trying to be a thief once again. Basically, what happened was December 26th at 2 p.m., a thief, who was a 27-year-old ex-con, parked his motorcycle in front of the premises, entered the shop, and asked to see a 30,000 baht gold necklace. The shop owner said she knew that there was something wrong because she was like, wait, why is his motorcycle engine still on? I guess she could hear it, super hearing. Anyways, she parked in front of the store, came inside, and the staff were kind of prepared to deal with a possible theft because they felt that something was fishy. And footage from the shop security camera showed that he snatched the gold necklace from a member of the staff to try it on. He agreed to buy the necklace and pretended to use his phone to transfer the money. He suddenly then turned and tried to make an escape when a member of the staff was preparing to sort out the money transfer. And once he tried to open the door, he found out that it was locked because the staff switched on the security code to lock the door because they knew something was wrong. Now, he saw the funny side. He actually turned around and politely begged the staff for his freedom. He was even seen smiling. He took off the gold necklace, handed it back, and he was just like, please let me go. I don't want to go back to jail. I literally just got out. And he lied to the owner and staff, but it didn't work. The shop notified the officers from the Hat Yai police station, who then arrested him again, and he informed the police that he wanted money for his New Year trip. He just wanted to go on a trip on New Year after he spent time in jail. Mm. The investigating officer revealed that he had just been released from prison for theft. And according to Section 334 of the criminal law, he now faces up to 3 years in prison and a fine of 60,000 baht. So note to self, crime doesn't pay. And if you are going to commit a crime, just make sure you have an exit route, a proper
right.
one.
Yes. Vigilant stuff from the staff as well, like very observant.
They're very trained, right? They have to be. And like in the video, you could see it's like a mum and her daughter. So like, you know, normally it is a family business. A lot of gold shops are family businesses. Vigilant to notice that the bike is turned on and he's just walking in. And I wonder if they like, you know, they have like a protocol to check how the person's dressed, how they're acting.
Yeah.
Because,
especially if you have done this for the first or second time, like I'm pretty sure your mannerisms are not normal. Like you might be a little bit jittery and a little bit more anxious. So you can kind of pick up on those vibes like something's off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our last story today is about a fake death.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
that is you, Natty.
I am dead. Yeah. Anyways, a love filled the emergency room at a hospital in Chat Shueng Sao province in eastern Thailand on Christmas Day as a quote-unquote dead body came back to life as part of an elaborate marriage proposal. Now, this is kind of a funny story because during his lunch break on Sunday, rescue service volunteer Kun Oat laid on a stretcher under a white cloth and was wheeled from an ambulance into Bangla Hospital. Hospital staff, in on the secret, pretended Kao Oat was a corpse heading to the hospital's morgue for an autopsy. Fun, who's his girlfriend, who works as an assistant nurse in the emergency room, was called over to wheel the dead body to the morgue. After Fon pushed the corpse through the hospital, Cao Ot's seemingly lifeless body sprung out from the white cloth with a bouquet of flowers. Now, Cao Ot got down on one knee and proposed to Fon, who burst into tears and said yes. Cheering erupted from Fon's colleagues who helped plan the elaborate proposal. I'm not sure if the tears are just like from her being scared to death or something. That's quite the proposal.
Let me take this dead body to the morgue. Oh, no, wait, I'm being proposed to. I guess there's a feel-good story in there, and I guess I don't know. Would you like that as a marriage proposal if you were a nurse?
Yeah.
If a dead body sprung up and said, "Surprise,
I think
Daddy!"
I would have PTSD after that. Like, I don't know about that. Like,
what's real?
A trauma?
Are you ever going to be able to trust a dead body anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know. Look. We are making fun of it, but yeah, okay. It's a funny light story, right? And sure, people find creative ways to do marriage proposals. If you're working in a hospital and your girlfriend's a nurse and you're an EMT, and why not?
Right.
I guess. And it wasn't like an elaborate prank, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't something crazy fake or something. It was just like a quick little thing, like, oh, hey, surprise, I'm under here. Here's some flowers. Marry me.
Honestly, when I saw that headline, I thought he would go further. Like, her friends would call her, like, by the way, your boyfriend, I think he got into an accident and died. And then she's like, as she's wheeling and opening it, it was like, surprise. I thought it was going to be that. But it's
it's just
a random dead body.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, it's still awesome.
I mean, sure, yeah.
Why are we
It's a really big moment for her, Natty.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I was just thinking.
Good for them, I guess.
Yeah.
Love is in the air.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we have for today's episode. We hope you enjoyed all the current headlines. And we'll see you live again tomorrow morning. Take care. See you. Bye-bye.